When life brings you trouble, hardship, or pain, you may be tempted to question God's character. Is he good? Is he just? Is he loving? Listen to how God's character is described in Exodus 34. God passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin." And in Deuteronomy 32, "I will proclaim the name of the Lord. O praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he." You can know God and trust his character even when you don't understand the things he decides to do. Here's a parallel. You might not understand why your good friend took your coat from your house. You know she's not a thief. She's a person of trustworthy character. You don't understand her actions, but you refuse to let them erode your trust in her integrity. Someday she'll explain it all to you, and you will wait for that day. In the same way, interpret what life brings you through the lenses of knowing the Father's loving character. Don't let your circumstances define God. Circumstances are not a reflection of what he is like. God's character is unchangeable and trustworthy. Sometimes his ways are not understandable. In Romans 8:35-39, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" And listen to this list of suffering. "Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." One of Satan's favorite tactics is to tempt you to question God's good character when you have trouble. But we are more than conquerors by believing in, holding fast to, and trusting God's unchanging love.